plus the daily lunch, dinner, and drink specials. And as always, the best local live music in the area every weekend for 25 years and counting. Check out HelenFitzgerald.com and Seiberg's.com for the schedule. Open daily at 11 a.m. Swing by a location convenient to you.
Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, we open the show differently today because Monday is Memorial Day and we won't be here tomorrow. So every year we try to do a little bit, you know, we could do more, but other stations don't do anything. And it's always bugged me. They don't go out of their way to change anything for Veterans Day or Memorial Day. And while Memorial Day to me is the day where you just think of the people who lost their lives in combat or not in combat. There are people that die in the military who aren't in combat, die in training missions. Barry Sadler died at 49, and he achieved the rank of staff sergeant in the Army. He was a medic. And oddly enough, he died from a brain hemorrhage that they believe is a result of him being shot in Guatemala. He was in a robbery, and it went bad. Isn't that something? Guys, a Green Beret, and then dies from some ridiculous thing that happened. It's just one of those, like these guys that come home from Afghanistan and they get in a car wreck. You know, they do 4 tours and go up against the worst of the worst, and then they get shot in a robbery or get hit by a drunken driver or something. So Barry Sadler died at 49, and welcome, first of all, to the show. It's a large morning show in the afternoon, our pre-Memorial Day show. It's not going to be all about Memorial Day. We'll still do some ridiculous, stupid, juvenile things. But I never lost a brother, dad, son, who was in the service. Nobody close to me. We all went to school with somebody who we find out later was killed in service. The other thing is the whole Green Beret thing. When I was in high school, in fact, it wasn't until I was, I guess, 30s that I ever heard of any elite branch of anything other than the Green Berets. Never heard of the Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs were founded New Year's Day, 1962. So when Sadler was in Vietnam in 64, 65 and was a Green Beret, the Navy SEAL thing was just so new that few people even knew about it. Well, what are the other? There's Navy SEALs, there's a Green Beret.
As the Rangers.
Army Airborne Rangers. Mm-hmm. And what else is there that you can think of? I know there are a couple of other elite squads out there.
Just American ones or other ones, like other countries?
Who cares about the other one?
Indeed.
We care about America.
I don't know. So we have the Navy, the Army is the Navy SEALs, and then the Army is the... Green Berets.
I believe.
Air Force is what?
We don't know. We're trying to...
No, I thought Air Force was
Airborne
the Rangers,
Ranger.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
And then...
Do the Marines have a special unit? Like the top of the thing?
Well, Marines are a branch of the Navy, if you didn't know that.
I did, actually.
Okay.
That's why there's an anchor on their sigil.
Yeah. So the Green Beret, that's an... SEALs are Navy, so I guess that would be the Marine Corps.
Mm.
But Sadler was the real deal, and he... I think it was a huge hit. It was on the charts for quite a while. I think it reached number one on the charts. But I still remember it. I still remember listening to it in high school, driving along. And that thing was played like several times a day. It was a.
Do you think a song like that would work nowadays?
Well, I do because a song like Toby Keith did, American Soldier, worked. Mm-hmm. It's never going to work with the people who hate the military. It's never going to work with people who are anti war. Everybody's anti-war. Okay? I mean, come on. Who isn't anti-war? But just because you're anti something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And you can be anti-war all you want to, but when it comes time to defend this country, you do what you got to do, whether you're anti-war or not.
Would the Coast Guard have any elite?
I don't know. We just said we don't know. I don't think so.
I'm not finding any list anywhere that that lists them all under one military. Each one's got their U.S. Special Forces, and there's anti.
No, there's some Black Beret, Green Beret. There's some levels of berets in there. I don't know what that means. But this really is about the people who have gone, and you want to see something that if you don't tear up when you see it, you're missing something genetically, and that's in Saving Private Ryan. When those two officers come to the house to knock on the door to tell mom that she's lost a son. Holy cow. And
okay, someone just called and said that the Marines have either a Delta Recon or Force Recon.
Who's heard of that?
I don't know.
You get the text
but
right?
They're supposed to be, and then there's Delta Force, which is a combination. And they're supposed to be meaner and badder than
Larry Zambino.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We say Marines, and then here comes Larry Connors.
Oh,
he's
going to
remind us. And he is a Marine.
Yes,
is a Marine. Am I right, Larry?
It is Marine Recon. That's their Special Forces.
Marine Recon.
The whole Marine unit.
Now, see, what Larry's not telling us, he was probably part of Recon, but he's not allowed to talk about it.
I don't discuss that.
You know what? What a great answer, because you're not saying you were, but if somebody says, Larry, you were in the Marines, you know anything about this recon? You go, I don't discuss that. That's a great answer, because they'll just assume that you are.
Well, I got the recon.
What do you got? Food? What is that?
There's salad. You want something?
No, not salad. Go get something unhealthy and come back in here. All right.
The only way Frank's eating that salad is if the lettuce is breaded.
Larry, what happened to my mic?
I have to switch. If there's too many mics on in the studio, we get some feedback, so I have to turn mine off to turn his on, and then I accidentally turned off yours when I was turning mine back
accidentally
on.
Accidentally on purpose.
Well, you've only been here 8 months.
Grounds for termination.
So, by the way, Larry, you notice he's kind of popping in lately. He got a little dose of what it's like to have listeners.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to do the again.
Have people actually listening to the show, and he kind of liked it. He probably got some feedback. Hey,
Recon
Larry.
Action.
Again.
You're going to
lock the door. Lock the door right
you're gonna,
now.
You're going to find out.
No, he's going to the bathroom.
You're going to find out about that Recon thing.
Nah. He's a good guy. And he is a Marine. And sometimes you meet people, you find out they're Marine, and it shocks you because you would never have thought of that person as a Marine. Ed McMahon was a Marine. Now, that doesn't really didn't shock me. He's a big guy. You don't have to be a big guy. A couple other people that... and I don't email me that Mr. Rogers stuff either. We've established that's
Navy Special Forces.
Bunk. Okay, Rogers,
he's a sniper.
Rogers wasn't even in the military at all. So, Memorial Day is Monday. We will play today more than just a name on the wall. That, to me, is maybe the most powerful memorial song that I have ever heard in my life, and I don't know that I'll ever hear any song that will equal what that song says when you hear it. And I personally have another story that goes with that song, and I know you're tired of hearing it, so I'm not going to tell it again today. But it has to do with the Statler Brothers actually singing it on stage, and I happened to be a part of that when they did it for the first time, and that was kind of cool for me to do that. We'll play little bits and pieces. We'll bump in and out with some songs. If you have a request, and we can't play everything, and we can only play parts of most songs because we got a lot to talk about here, and I don't know how many people want to hear just Memorial Day music, but if you have something that you think is as powerful, you're welcome to call us with it. If you want to text, I said yesterday I had to read a text. By the way, I got an email about that. Let me read you. Hang on here. Let me read you this email. I need one person that said, yeah, the text thing is a good idea. Instead, here is what... Hang on. Oh, I got a great wedding email, too. You know, we talked about wedding because of the royal wedding.
Right.
Wait till you hear the email that I got from a guy whose daughter got married. It's a situation, and he said at the end, have you ever heard of such a thing as this? And I wrote it back, and I said, no, I never have. You won't believe it. Now, here's an email that says, remember yesterday I said, I don't know what this is. It large morning show in the afternoon, but it's not really a show. It's we don't know what it is. Here, Josh sends me an email. He says, what you have is not a show, a broadcast, or a program. It's a conversation. Okay, I'll go with that.
All right.
He says, your work has been impactful in my life. My late father-in-law and I would discuss your conversation almost every day. And when you had the joke hotline, it was one of his favorite things. Now, years ago, I had, it's like one of those weather lines where you call the current weather in St. Louis. It was a joke line. And every day I would change the joke. No, I would.
That's a great idea.
Well, it was a great idea then. We don't need it now. We have podcasts. But I would record the joke after the show. The same joke I did in the Playhouse. I'd retell it on the phone. And people could call and they could hear the joke if they missed it. He said, so that was one of my late father-in-law's favorite things. He says, we met you shortly after 9/11. He was at the studio to get an AM and the PM bumper sticker. And I showed up with him to give you a Marine Corps bumper sticker in exchange. By the way, he says, Trevor reading texts is boring. He could just be making that stuff up. Okay, let's stop.
I didn't even read any
Hold
text,
on.
Did I?
Yesterday you read one or two.
Right, so let's stop, because this is a great point. When somebody calls and talks to us on the air, it's somebody actually talking to us. Anybody can text, but then I guess you could say anybody could call and say their name is something else, but he didn't like the text thing. He thinks it's boring. And he said, it's kind of like those endorsements in ads, and I agree with him on this, and you'll know what as soon as I say this, you'll know what I'm talking about. One of the greatest movies I've ever seen, says Henry D. of Dallas, Dallas, Texas. Who is it? That could be anybody. He says, at the end, he says, I do like Limey. Don't fire him. That's how he ends it.
Yes, all right.
I'm just looking to see if he says anywhere about don't fire Tim.
Nope, not on there.
Not on here. Don't fire Dan? Nope, not on here. Don't fire myself? No, that's not on here either. So we'll share the wedding. So it is May 24th. It is the last day I'll be here before we get back. It'll be Tuesday. Memorial Day will have come and gone. And does anybody have anything to say?
Hey, Ron's on the phone if you want to take Ron's call.
I do want to take Ron's call. Ron, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thank you, Frank. I'm fine. You made a statement earlier that the Marine Corps was a division of the Navy.
I may have misspoken, but there's a connection.
Now,
wait a minute, Frank.
Wait a minute. It is a department of the Navy, the men's department.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Okay. I'll go with that. So there are no female Navy SEALs?
Oh, I don't know. I think a few of them have tried. They're, you know, you know how that works. There's always somebody wanting to do that.
Well, I know how the world works
anyway,
today. You got to let everybody try everything.
Yeah, right. Well, Frank, you're terrific. I enjoy you every day. You're a real comic genius.
What? What did you say? I couldn't, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Edit that out, Larry.
Edit what Kim just said.
You really are. And that, and buddy, I wish I had something I needed to sell. I'd sure get with you. You do the job.
Well, thank you. Sell it on the yard sale Saturday morning. Thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. Bye. Whew, scared me for a minute. I thought there was.
Sorry, that was me.
There was no connection between the Marine Corps. A department, not a division. So back to, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
And then Dan's going to have John Londoff on the phone in about 10 minutes. So what do you have? Oh, let me introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, Limey Trevor Limestone Phillips. It's all yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got two things. The first one is not really that important, but is it a... kind of wondering if it's ever happened to you. Have you ever choked on your own breath? I did that the other day. I'm serious. Like you just breathe in and you start choking.
No.
You're not eating anything. You're not drinking anything.
I've done that before.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make me feel good. All right. Maybe it's
a smoking
thing. It
doesn't make you feel good because you've done that?
No. It just makes me feel good.
No, because it happened to you.
Exactly. You're the only other person that has experienced this.
Oh.
That puts you in a category.
In a category together.
Oh, I don't know that he wants that.
I'm sure that everyone... at some point.
But yeah, no, I was just breathing, and then all of a sudden I choked on my own breath.
When do you say choke?
I was choked. Like, I was breathing. Yeah,
I don't really remember doing that.
I don't really know how to, mimic choking.
I don't remember ever doing that.
Tim, I was breathing, and then all of a sudden I couldn't.
No, never. Me either. What else you got?
Okay. Women have started this new fashion thing that I'm all for. I saw it the other day while I was at a restaurant, and it's ladies wearing tank tops that are cut like really down the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see side breasts, side boob like crazy. Side boob like crazy. So I just wanted to say that, ladies, you have my full support. If men can wear tank tops, you should be allowed to as well.
I agree. In fact, I don't think men should wear tank tops in a restaurant.
I agree.
I do not want to see your hairy underarm.
Mm-mm.
But I will look at a nice woman's shaved underarm and good side breast. I'll look at that all day.
You can't go wrong with a good side boob.
No. And for you women who aren't very attractive, it takes the attention off your face. It does. Then they concentrate on your side breast. And they don't notice that you're unattractive. That's for the unattractive women.
Unless that side breast is hanging down by your belly button.
Those are called knees.
Oh.
And,
can I tell you something?
You're over 50.
Can I tell you something? If you're a fan of boobs, I don't even care if they hang.
Oh.
Breasts are fantastic. They just are.
Yeah, unless you're one of those women that doesn't need a bra, you just need a pair of tube socks.
No. Well, now you're getting down there hanging pretty low. What else? I got a feeling there's more. Is there more?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned that, I would like to request, and I'm sure it won't do any good, but you guys who, for some reason, think it's okay to go in somewhere and eat with flip-flops or those not even sleeveless shirts, those shirts that are so open under the arms, mm-hmm. you could put a Volkswagen
you
in.
You can see their entire ribcage.
Exactly. And you can see your sweaty hair under your arms. I do not want to eat next to you, so let's clean that up a little bit.
Oh, I went in, when we were in Destin, I went into a restaurant with flip-flops on.
Well, if you have nice feet and they're nice flip-flops, but the men I'm talking about have disgusting feet.
I just had a manicure.
They're dirty, and you had a pedicure.
I just had a pedicure, and I have my two big toes are painted with palm trees.
Oh, goodness. Tim has the look of, I want to say something. Well, what is it?
Yesterday morning at a Phillips 66 gas station in O'Fallon, I saw a guy who probably weighed about 600 pounds.
That's a big boy.
And this guy was pumping gas, and all this guy had on was a pair of overalls.
No.
I've seen this.
That's it.
No shirt,
no nothing. It just looked like a party favor coming out of his armpits.
Because when you're that big, that's all that's comfortable. Nothing's comfortable. Everything binds and cuts into you when you're 600 pounds.
Pretty much. It was something. I mean, it was to the point where I don't like to stare, but I stared.
Oh, you know, you almost have to to go.
Did you yell, thanks for making me look really tiny?
Yeah, you did. I said, well, you go out the bars with me tonight so women will think I'm skinny.
You know there are people that do that. Women do that. Hot women take an ugly chick with them. I'm sorry, other way around. Ugly women always have a hot friend.
Oh, yeah, always.
And they have her with her when they go out. So it's kind of like a decoy if you're a hunter. The hot one attracts them, and then the ugly one pounces on them.
That is just like on dating apps. If you see a girl with, you know, there's an unattractive girl and then a very attractive girl, not a lot of people actually look and go through all the pictures. They just see the one hot girl and swipe right, and that's how they get you.
And by the way, we know sitting here that we're no prize. We're not saying we are when we talk about attractive and unattractive. We know that, we're not, who's the best looking guy you can think of?
Just me. Right off on this show.
Come on, Dad. I'm serious.
The best looking guy you can think of?
If somebody said, you got five seconds, who's the best looking man? This is not a gay thing, but who's the best looking man? If you could have surgery and wake up and look like somebody, who would it be?
In his heyday, Rob Lowe.
Okay. Women love Rob Lowe. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I go Bradley Cooper.
Cooper, they love Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. All right.
That's another good limestone.
Old school James Dean.
I'm going to go a younger Connery or Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's a good one. Yeah.
But there are others. He's tall, you know.
Easy done.
So we know we're not those guys. So
Chunkendales. Yeah, we could go out dancing. We should go dancing out here on the patio one night.
No, we shouldn't.
And be the Chunkendales.
We should absolutely not do that.
Yeah.
Anything else? No, that's it.
I'm good.
Anybody else?
I have nothing.
I who have nothing. What's the rest of that song?
I don't know.
I see on Tim's face, it's the look of, I have something. Am I right? No?
I do, but it's just me whining and complaining.
Well, go. That's what we do. Go ahead.
All right. So I private investigator, I know all the managerial department of the Dierbergs family are listening to the show. I have that on privileged information. And I was in a Dierbergs today, Manchester and 109, and I have an occasional craving for cream cheese. I just love Philadelphia cream cheese, like dipping Ruffles chips in it or dipping Fritos in it. It's just you know, kettle chips, whatever. I just love it. So the cheese in Dierbergs.
How come you're speaking at so low? Store
because I'm upset. The cheese in that
cheese.
Store.
Yeah,
that's right,
exactly,
Red Boy.
Exactly. It's at the very end of the very last aisle in the store. And we were talking about cheese earlier this week on the show, or Havarti, and what was it? Frank asked what everybody's favorite cheese was. And I'm standing this aisle for 10 minutes. There's like 100 different kinds of cheese. It was on both sides. And I'm staring, walking up and down for Philadelphia cream cheese, and I can't find it. And it's really getting on my nerves. It's the last thing I need before I leave the store, and I'm running late. And so finally, I see the dairy manager at the end of the aisle. I walk up to him, excuse you, sir. Where's the cream cheese? He goes, oh, it's right over here. And he walks me completely down the entire end of the aisle, past all the yogurt, past all the muffins, past all the milk and cream and all that, make a hard right, walk another 100 feet, and past all the eggs and the butter, there's the cream cheese.
Not with the other cheese.
Not with the other cheese.
Because it's not actually considered, like, real cheese. Like,
what the hell?
It's kind of by...
No, why would it be really, by the it's eggs its own category.
Why would it be by eggs and butter, not with the rest of the cheese?
Because I think it's more in that category than it is. It's not Gouda or...
Maybe it's not like a... It's not a hard
you
cheese.
You make dips with it, just like any other cheese. You make cream cheese dip,
there
cheddar
you go.
Dip.
He just said it's not a hard cheese.
Sorry, it's not a hard cheese. Right.
Anyway, the other thing... Oh, you just nailed it. That's the first time. That's the first time in 8 months.
I know, buddy.
That's the first time. You finally got me. Limey said something earlier this week that either you missed or it went over your head or you just ignored it. He said something that he did, and I have never heard of anybody doing this in my entire life, and he said it with sincerity. I don't think he was joking, and I think it warrants further comment at some point. Maybe not if Londoff's about ready to come on, but at some point. He said in yesterday's show, or maybe it was the day before, but I think it was yesterday, he said that the whole reason he got married the first time wasn't because of love. It was because it was so that his mom could have a family reunion. Because that was the only thing that would ever get him together.
I did miss that.
He said that yesterday, and I said, and then he said it again, and you were going off and on, and I couldn't believe you didn't comment about it.
To be fair, I mumbled.
I have never, ever heard of anybody saying that in my
entire
life.
You know what that says to me? Man loves his mother. That's what it says to me.
I just wanted to follow up on that, Limey, the inquisitive guy. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I wanted to marry her. my Your ex-wife. Mother? No, my. Oh, come on, Frank.
Well,
that's
sick.
That's a British thing.
I wanted to. Wait, oh, well, no, that's true. I wanted to marry my ex-wife. I did. I didn't really want to rush, maybe, as much as we did. But, I mean, we were together for 5 years before we actually got married. I proposed, and then we were another 6 or 7 months before we actually got married, I think. And, yeah, that was it was pretty much just my mom, like, hangering on me to set a date so that she could get a family reunion. That was a very, very big part.
Oh, so she pressured you?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Mom pressures you. That's real pressure.
But, you know, she gave me a lot of money towards the wedding. So, I mean, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Wow. Right. That's else? Amazing. That's it. That's it. I just want a clarification
Dan,
on that.
Dan, nothing? Dan, I guess nothing from Dan. For the
no.
Segment. Okay, let's close it up. Burke segment officially closed. I'm going to give Tim a suggestion, and if he tries this, he's going to thank me for the rest of his life. You get the Philadelphia cream cheese. The way I discovered this is we went over to a friend's house. It was actually the rat who lives at the lake, my friend, mm-hmm. and at the time he was living with a woman, and she puts out these crackers. And something I didn't know what it was. It looked like a brick of that cream cheese. And it was smothered with a kind of a jelly. It's pepper jelly.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You take that pepper jelly and cream cheese and put it on a cracker, you will call me and go, how can I ever thank you for this? It's unbelievable. And you got to get the pepper jelly in a little jar.
The trifecta I use with cream cheese that's always the biggest hit is shrimp. Raw cooked shrimp and cocktail sauce on top of it, and then Ritz crackers. Ritz crackers with the cocktail shrimp, the cream cheese,
I can't put cocktail shrimp in anything but cocktail, but shrimp.
That's what shrimp on the cream cheese, and then the cocktail sauce over the top.
I go for everything, but take away the cream cheese right. and the cracker.
Got it.
Give me the shrimp with the cocktail sauce. I believe we're going to check in with, hit the music. On a short leash today, because I want to have time. Is he listening?
John? He is listening.
Yeah. So the bit is, stop the music.
No, he's not.
The bit is, you're supposed to say, no, he can't hear us. So let's do it again.
Okay.
Hit the music. All right, it's time to check in with John Londo. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Okay.
No,
he can't. We're going to have to cut him short today because he won't mind because his dad was a Marine and it's a Memorial Day weekend and I want to do some tribute music, so we'll tighten everything up today. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest Chevrolet dealer on the planet, John Londo. Hello, John.
Okay. Hello?
We're here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I on the air now?
You're on the air. You are. Happy, happy Memorial Day.
Hello? Hello?
What are we doing?
You there?
Yeah. What is this a bit? I don't get it, or what are we doing?
No, it's just, you know, you put me on hold forever.
No, we didn't. Like, you were on hold for less than a minute.
Like, you know, it is Memorial Day weekend.
Less.
You should be nice to people, okay?
What are you talking about? Less than a minute. No. Less than a minute you were on hold.
It is at least 2 minutes.
You're in a bad mood today. How come?
I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood. Kidding me? Unbelievable. We're busy. We're making transportation dreams come true. Okay, unbelievable. Cannot believe that this is Memorial Day weekend. I really can't. And it's, I'm going to tell you, it's hot. It's hot on that lot.
It's crotch pot hot. That's what Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam. Good Morning Vietnam, he goes, ooh, it's hot. It's crotch pot hot. As Adrian Cronauer. crotch pot hot. I don't know what that means, but it's funny. It sounds funny.
Great
it sounds hot. That's a great movie.
Great movie. He obviously, no relation. But you never get. I got down. I got like sad when he passed away. When he took his life, I'm like, this is terrible. I mean, it's so much talent, unbelievable. I mean, you kidding me? It's just. Again, that was a great movie, and what a crappy war. But to those great Vietnam vets who came home too, not a lot of fanfare, man. I think they're being appreciated. They should be appreciated. As they should for what war they fought, which was not a good war.
Well, too little, too late. And for people like Limey who don't know, when they came back,
they were
spat on by people.
We learned
people
about that.
People were spitting on them.
I learned about that in high school. Yeah, they were not treated well at all.
Like it was their call. It was their call for us to be involved. They were just soldiers.
They didn't have a choice. Wasn't the draft? Weren't there pills or something that they would like almost like a Powerball today. You know,
it was a lottery. It was a lottery, and I just lost. Well, I didn't lose. I don't want to act like it was in my family, but somebody that I knew for a long, long time passed away recently, and I went over to his wife's house last week because she had something she wanted to give me. It was just a little something. She said he'd want you to have this, and she proceeds to tell me that she draws checks from the government because of what Agent Orange did to him. And apparently this Agent Orange screwed a whole lot of people up in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't terrible until she said 2000, I think, 9, that they finally admitted and said, nah, okay. Because what they like to do is wait till these, till our veterans are practically dead, before they give them their due. And then they won't have to pay them for very long. It happens all the time. The red tape and the runaround. So that now you're 87. Here are the benefits you should have gotten. But I didn't realize the extent of this Agent Orange damage. It was not good. So
not good. But again, to all those great men and women that have served and still serving, and we've got quite a few. Veterans at Johnny Londup Chevrolet, and man, they're just and then when you get to look and see their pictures when they were in active duty, it's like wow, like I got a lot of them.
Now isn't Memorial Day to you? Isn't Memorial Day to you? To me, it means time to just stop it and recognize the people we lost. Memorial,
yeah,
is that,
yeah. Memorial, just kind of like Christmas, we really kind of lose the sense of what it's really all about. I mean, we're here today with the great freedoms that we have because of these great men and women, okay, that gave their lives for us. They don't know us. They didn't know us from Adam, but they fight for this country, and it is a great country. No matter all the BS you hear in the media and everything, it is a great country, and I don't care who's in office, you still love this country. And if you go travel abroad and you come back, you're like, whoo, you want to get down and kiss the ground when you land. Okay. Cause we have no idea. There are still so many, countries out there that are like third world. But, I love it. I love this country. That's cause it's how I was raised.
I have a question.
Even the being raised by a great Marine. And I've told you this story before. I used to make a mistake when I was younger. I probably made a lot of mistakes in front of my dad. He goes, I'd meet a Marine, I'd say, my dad was a Marine. Son, once a Marine, always a Marine, my dad would say. And then a few days later, a week later, I'd say, oh, my dad was a Marine. He goes, son, one more time, once a Marine, always a Marine. And like the third or fourth or fifth time I did, he goes, son, quit embarrassing yourself, will you? Well, he goes, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. Like right in front of the people. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Repeat it to me. I'm like, yes, sir, dad, once a Marine, always a Marine. But yeah, he was very, very, very proud of his Marine.
I have a question. Are there any second world countries? It's like we go from here to
third world.
Where are the second world countries?
France.
Is that a second world country?
Yeah. There you go. Why do the British hate the French so much? Because they teamed up and came to the U.S. and kicked your butt.
Oh. All right. Mr. Londop, shots fired.
Now, he's not British. He's American. He was born here. He just got that accent. From being over there.
Hold on. You're very British, right?
I am very British.
Yeah, and it's something to be very, very proud of. Just as I'm extremely proud of not only being born in this great country, but also very proud of being a North County guy, North County boy.
I'm with you.
The best.
Second world refers to Russia, the communist countries, John.
They're second world.
Yeah. Huh. Russia and Poland, the Eastern Bloc are considered second world countries.
And you never hear that expression.
Right.
Second world.
Right.
And is third world the worst? Are there fourth world countries?
I don't think so.
What does that actually mean?
Everybody gets a medal.
Third world.
Just call them bronze medal countries.
I think third world means it's so separated from our society and our world.
Okay.
Because we've got a good infrastructure and everything.
You almost sound like a Kennedy there.
My English accent is fading.
A third world country is just underdeveloped or developing. They don't have the highway infrastructure and political, and they're ruled by military regime. Sometimes it's there's a different level.
All right,
I can tell you this much: we at Johnny Londop Chevrolet, we are first class, We take care of our customers. We're not perfect, folks, but we know our heart is in the right place, and we have the backing of the greatest radio show ever, the AM and the PM. AM and the PM Blog. Mr. Frank O'Pinion and his team, and you guys are funny. I tell you what, you've made me laugh for years, but this current group, I'm afraid to drive sometimes. I'm taking my hands off the steering wheel, to laugh out loud. So if anyone's driving by this good-looking black Tahoe of demo of mine, which is for sale.
Which is always clean. Always clean.
It's for sale.
One of the perks of owning the dealership is your car is always clean.
That's right. I love that. I love it. But, again, we are closed Monday. I have to admit, there were two times in all the years that we opened up on Memorial Day years ago, and I felt terrible. And one day, we're out with the family, and we're somewhere having a late lunch because I went in for a little bit, and it's pouring down rain. And the true owner of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Mimi Londoff, she looked at me and she goes, "Don't you feel terrible that you've got people that are working right now?"
You know what that rain was? It was God. Oh. God was crying. He was sad because of what you did on Memorial Day. How's that?
I picked up that phone and I called up. I'm like, "Shut it down. Go home. I apologize. I guarantee we will never be open ever again on Memorial Day." And he, believe me, Chevrolet wants us to be open. We're one of the biggest dealers. And I told our regional manager just a few days ago, he goes, what do you got planned for Memorial Day? I'm like, barbecue. Depending on the weather, hopefully at the pool with my family and having a great time. I said, with making sure that all the teammates of mine at Johnny Londoff, all the people that make Johnny Londoff Chevrolet great, the employees, but we call them teammates, that they're with their families and recognizing, the loved ones that we all have that have served in the military. And the ultimate sacrifice, man.
All right.
Given the hey, that little bit with Larry Connors, that was funny. Okay.
Oh, Larry, can Larry hear him?
I think so.
No,
he's funny.
I hope not.
I will tell him later. But listen, we're still going to be late tonight. Not too late, but 6:37. You tell us. We'll be there all day tomorrow till 9:30. All day Saturday. Closed Monday and coming back strong on Tuesday. But give us a call, 314-837-1800, or check us out online at Londoff.com. All 800 new cars and trucks and pre-owned vehicles are priced.
Hi, John. Have a great Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. In Chesterfield Valley, in the middle of Chesterfield, well, I call it the middle, is I was there today, is Amini's. AMINIS. I like to spell it because I think a lot of times you hear things on the radio. I think everybody does. And they don't spell it for you, especially websites when somebody goes, that's Blattenheimer.com. Well, what? How do you spell? I mean, Amini's. AMINIS. I want you to know how to spell it because I want you to go to the website. But even more, I want you to go in the store. I want you to go in the store. You may not even know why you're going in there. Well, I don't need a pinball machine. Okay. How about furniture, fine furniture? How about this? The people who know the best of the best furniture know the name Norwalk. Norwalk makes some spectacular custom sofas and sectionals and accent chairs. And right now through the 4th of June, there's a huge sale on Norwalk. 10% off or something, which is unusual for Norwalk. And here's what happens. You go in and you pick out a fabric or the leather that you want. They will ship it. It'll be shipped in 35 days, which is pretty quick when you consider they're making this for you. And how about this selection? In total, fabrics and leathers to choose from, 850 choices. I know. I know. Thank you. 850 to choose from. I saw an ad recently for a leather sofa for $200-something. Now, I don't know what kind of animal that skin came from or what kind of leather it was. There's no way that anybody can manufacture any sort of decent leather sofa for $299. If you want that, okay, go ahead. When we were young and we had no money, I won't name the store because they're still in business, but we went to a furniture store and we bought a sofa, and it was a great big sofa with big old padded arms. And I want to say it was like $230. We put it in the basement. And one night I sat down on the arm of the sofa and the entire arm of the sofa caved in. It was made out of particle board or something. And it just crushed the whole arm of the sofa. That's what happens when you buy cheap stuff. Take a look at this Norwalk furniture. Pick out something. Be ready for it to be shipped to you in about 35 days. And then enjoy it for the rest of your life. And your kids are going to enjoy it probably too. Norwalk, that's the name. Amini's is the store. And of course, aside from that, there are all kinds of things to look at that you'll appreciate at Amini's. In the heart of Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Delay southbound 270, page 2, Ladue, again at Manchester, and then 44 to the Tease Road overpass where we had an earlier accident on the right shoulder. A stall blocking southbound 170 at Brentwood. Westbound 70, you're backing up into Lindbergh, again at 4064. When life's unpredictable, help protect your family with USAA Life Insurance. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas, subject to state availability, limitations, contract terms and conditions. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Whether you're moving to a new home or doing a remodel, now's the time to upgrade to Thermador, the number one rated luxury appliance line.
See these beautiful appliances with features like the Star Burner design, which gives you 56% more flame, the Freedom Induction cooktop, and all refrigerator, all freezer columns.
Find out how you can save over $8,000 on select packages.
Rediscover all you love about cooking with the Thermador Luxury Line.
Come by any of our showrooms and experience Thermador for yourself.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Cardinals baseball is back, and what better way to start the season off than a trip to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. During every Tuesday and Friday Cardinals game, stop by either Post location for your chance to win a pair of upcoming Cardinal tickets. Don't forget about the Post great home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during the game. As always, show up in your Cardinals gear and save 10% off regular priced items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know, the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Bone, he looked like Grease Stew.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Called him Sandy Cane. Few folks even knew his name. but a hero, yes, was he. Lift boy, come back man, still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Some gave all gave some. What a great title. Some gave all. That was Billy Ray Cyrus, who surprised a lot of people when he recorded that, because he was only known for Achy Breaky Heart. Two completely different kinds of songs, different styles. One's serious, one's kind of stupid. But that's a great song, and the lyrics are great. And every year when we do this, I get emails from people going, what was that song? I never heard that before. And so there you go. And hopefully you won't have to email me. Billy Ray Cyrus. And Limey, it's Some Gave All is the name of the song.
Some right? Gave All. Yep, that's the title. Yeah.
Okay, that's simple enough and easy enough. There's a gym, a workout gym in New York that has opened. And it's called, like, B-U-R-R-R-R-N. Yeah, like burn calories, burr like cold, because it's freezing cold. Studies show that your metabolism gets kicked up more if you're cold and you work out. So somebody took that and decided there are three levels of the sections of this gym. One is 60 degrees, which okay. is cool. And then there's another section for other types of, I don't know, cardio, whatever. It's 55 degrees. And there's a 48 degree section.
I wonder if that gym will admit Richie Incognito. You know what he did yesterday? The former St. Louis Ram offensive lineman. I talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday.
He got in an altercation at a gym in Florida, and they transported him to a psych ward. And details came out today said that he told police when they got to the gym that he was carrying secret government documents, and he was targeting people in the gym who had Bluetooth that he thought were trying to steal his secret undercover documents. Mm. Oops.
My answer would be, no, I don't think they would let him.
He needs burn.
I think any gym would let him.
He needs that gym, Frank.
So if you want to like be really, really cold and see your breath in a gym when you work out, there's a place in New York where you can do that. There's also a gym in New York that's an all-nude gym.
Nice.
I disagree. Not nice, and I'll tell you why. I'm probably the only guy in this room, and I don't have much time here, and I've certainly talked about this before. I'm the only guy here who spent an entire day at a nudist camp.
Oh.
All day. We did the show from there, and I'm going to tell you something.
Where was Dan?
He wasn't with me then.
Oh, no.
This was back in the KUSA days, okay. and we had to get waivers and permissions and all kinds of stuff because they wanted us to do the show nude. I'm not doing that. and our newsman did. He just took it as soon as they said, well, we prefer. He just took all his clothes off right there, and he was a great big guy. And it was disgusting. And he did the news nude. So the reason I mention this is I don't want to go to the nude gym. I've seen what average people look like naked. It is not anything out of Playboy magazine.
And a lot of those people in there are trying to lose weight. So in the gym.
Really? Yeah.
Well, don't want to see them.
Is that why you go there?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
I don't want to see any nude guy bending over picking up a barbell from behind. I don't want to see that.
I can't do it because if I get on the treadmill, I'll knock people out.
or trip on your manhood.
Yeah.
Gateway Lock and Security, folks. I don't know how much more I can say to you to get you concerned, maybe is the word, or at least to be aware of the fact that there are people all around us who want what we have. They want what you have. They want to hurt people. They want to steal things. They don't have a conscience. you can ignore that or act like it doesn't exist and then be a target of the victim, or you can have gateway lock and security come out and make sure the place is secure. And if they happen to then go on and decide to do something, they'll get caught by way of ultra-high definition security cameras. They do a lot of things at Gateway Lock and Security. They're not in the burglar alarm business, and they're not in the security guard business. Let me make that clear. But anti-kick devices that won't allow anybody to kick a door in, keyless entry, proximity cards, security cameras, lots of good stuff, lots of effective stuff, and a good family business that's been around a